Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You need a new coffee machine, a new washer, a new refrigerator. You buy an efficient refrigerator, efficient coffee machine, you get a tax credit for it.
Nobody beats the Wiz is slashing prices on our entire stock.
Nobody beats me because I'm the Wiz.
I'm a bubble up guy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will be in Philadelphia for the Eagles-Cowboys game.
Rubbish, filth, slime.
People that are struggling in Arizona right now are not making their decisions about whether or not there was a debate between myself and Carrie Lake.
Because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know what my wish of the day is? I wish the election were tomorrow rather than 3 weeks from tomorrow. I wish we were all going to the polls on Tuesday this week rather than Tuesday 3 weeks from now, because if I'm a Democrat, I'm really hearing the footsteps. I'm hearing the hoof steps, and it sounds like elephants are closing in on me. There's an elephant stampede coming. I think it's looking really bad, for as bad as it's looking for the economy and for the American society. That's how good it's looking for the Republicans, because this is all on the Democrats. Everything that's happening and all The polling indicates that they've lost control of the narrative. Abortion just isn't working out for them anymore. January 6th isn't working out for them. No mean tweets most certainly isn't working out for them. 844-500-4242. But you know, on the bright side, though, the Democrats do have one good thing going for them. As Dementia Joe Biden, their president, said on the West Coast on Saturday, I guess in Portland, Oregon, you're going to get a nice tax write-off on that new Mr. Coffee machine you've been eyeing for the last few weeks. That's what the Inflation Reduction Act is all about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You heard it in the intro. That's it. You're going to get whatever that big ticket item, and I guess that's now a Mr. Coffee machine. I know a lot of people have moved on from Mr. Coffee. They get Nespresso or something like that. You know, I tell you right here, the studio I broadcast from, our coffee machine has gone on the fritz. So I guess we're going to be getting a new one now. You know, here I had to go across the hall to get this one at the other coffee machine, because ours isn't working. But it's going to be okay, because Joe Biden told us it's going to be okay. So let's see, where is it here? I'm looking at it.
If you need a new coffee machine, a new washer, a new refrigerator, you buy an efficient refrigerator, efficient coffee machine, you get a tax credit for it. Costs you less money. It's estimated average family will save $500 a year as well on just that. There are also tax credits for weatherizing your home, put in new windows and keep a door that doesn't, you know, leak air and bring in the cold, etc.
I have a question. What constitutes an inefficient coffee machine? Are there gas?
Do you know any doors that don't leak air, by the way? How about that as a question?
Are there fossil fuel coffee machines out there?
And how do you get a $500 tax credit on a coffee machine? I know that there's one place down here that makes, in the old O'Bar where Ted Kennedy was that fateful night in 1991, it's in the new version of it. They have one of these super duper espresso machines that makes individual cups, and it's like close to $10,000. But how many people have those? Those are for restaurants. No one's buying a $10,000 coffee machine. And even if you bought a $10,000 coffee machine, would you really get a $500 bonus on it? And how much is Mr. Again, I haven't bought a Mr. Coffee for a long time. You know, not since Joe DiMaggio shed his mortal coil, I don't think. But I don't think they run. I'd be surprised if they run $50, let alone $500. And he's talking about a $500 tax credit.
If there's a $10,000 coffee machine, mine better have a car built around it.
What? $20 to $30 for a Mr. Coffee. So there you go. Gee, hey, big spender. Yeah. Let's. The coffee my grandmother makes tastes like motor oil, if that counts. Everybody's grandmother made coffee that tastes like motor oil. There's a new world here. It's called drip coffee. Drip coffee has replaced percolated coffee. Whenever anybody tells you that nothing is as good as it was when we were kids, tell them about coffee. Coffee's a lot better. Food in general tastes better, at restaurants anyway, you know? 844-500-4242. 917. You're right. It's going to be great when McCarthy, McConnell, and Graham are running things. Look, don't make me out that I'm predicting, you know, the return of the end times, that rapture is going to occur when McCarthy and McConnell are in charge. But it can't be any worse. At least we can stop some of these judges from getting onto the federal bench. You know, and we can go through the motions of impeaching, maybe not convicting, but if we can go through the motions of impeaching Brandon, Mayorkas, Merrick Garland, and by the way, how about Christopher Wray? There is an amazing column today in the New York Post by Miranda Devine. I'm surprised nobody's been talking about it on the talk radio shows I've been listening to earlier today. He's from Atlanta. I thought he was a New England preppy like me. But I guess he moved down to Atlanta after he got out of Yale Law School. And he lives in Buckhead, the really ritzy enclave. He's been taking that damn private jet. And that private jet that the FBI bought, it's supposed to be used for counterterrorism. And he takes it down. He's been taking it down like at least a couple of times a month from Manassas, Virginia. That's where they fly out of, to Atlanta. And all the time. In August, as you know, he said he had to leave a Senate hearing that was drawing blood on him early. And he told Chuck Grassley he had to leave on business. And then they flew to his rich family estate in the Adirondacks, the private jet on our tab, the taxpayers. And, you know, there are a lot of addictive substances and habits, as we all know. But the more I see of the way our officials in the government use private jets, I think private jets are right up there. I mean, once you go private, it's hard to go back.
Do I get tax credits on those too?
You know what? That's a good question. Some of the FBI agents who spoke to Miranda Devine, Taylor, were saying that under the federal statute for embezzlement, that they think that he could be charged under those embezzlement statutes. And you know what? And again, I'm not expecting the inflation is going to be bad. They're still going to be letting in millions of indigent, fentanyl-bearing, shiftless handout criminals from the third world into the country, even if the Republicans take over Congress. But I would at least like to see some of these people, you know, forced into, you know, humiliating spectacles of being impeached and having to hire private counsel and having all of their skeletons and all of their misdeeds dragged up in front of the American people. 844-500-4242. 603, Cumberland Farms Large Coffee is $1.06 in New Hampshire. So good, I don't make it at home anymore. I think a lot of young people don't make their coffee at home anymore. I don't get it myself because I get the Cuban stuff, and I think it's better than it's stronger than most of the stuff you can get at a coffee shop, and I prefer it actually. But you know, I left. I have this one pot, this plastic thing. It's a one cup brewer. I left it up in Massachusetts when I came down, and so I had to go across the street to Publix to buy a new one, and it broke my heart. It cost me $14, which I thought was, I mean, let's go Brandon, because the last time I bought it was about $8. But am I gonna get a write off? I just bought it 3 weeks ago. It was $14. I hope to hell I'm going to get a... Brandon told me I'm going to get a tax write-off. 844-500-4242. From pumpkin spice to apple cider, fall is the tastiest time of the year. And HelloFresh makes it easy for me to savor all the season has to offer with mouth-watering recipes delivered right to my door. Everyone is looking to save money these days, and HelloFresh helps me do just that. In fact, HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% cheaper than takeout. And hosting has never been easier. Whether I'm hosting a small barbecue, celebrating Oktoberfest, or just gathering with the friends, and now we're coming up on Halloween, fall flavors from HelloFresh Market has a rotating selection of fall-inspired brunch kits, dessert boards, and more available for a limited time this season. And again, I'm sure everyone back at the studio in Needham, Massachusetts was enjoying their HelloFresh this weekend, right, Taylor?
I made mine Saturday night, the pork bulgogi. My wife was tired of taking care of our son for the day, so she rested while I made dinner, and I said, I should be trying this out. I need to get a little more familiar with it. And what I really like about HelloFresh is that it teaches you efficiency in the kitchen. I've never been good at, I'm always a one thing at a time kind of guy when it comes to cooking. So this teaches you to do kind of everything at once. You get one thing going, then you start another thing. Well, that's boiling, and then you're frying this, whatever. But it came out great, 20 minutes, and everybody was satisfied. My wife was really impressed.
And I'll bet you had a few leftovers for yesterday.
No, not Saturday night. We gobbled everything up. It was very good.
All right. I guess you got a hefty appetite. Big news. HelloFresh is now offering vegan recipes, too, made without animal products of any kind, in case there's one of those in your household, on the menu every week. Enjoy recipes like sweet chili tofu bowls or spicy coconut curry. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie65 and use code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
This week, Raycon is celebrating its 5-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's 5-year anniversary sale. And as you probably haven't heard, because the mainstream media is giving it a good leaving alone, the case of lying to the FBI by sinister foreign national, Russian reputed spy, Igor Danchenko, has gone to the jury this afternoon in Alexandria, Virginia, a Beltway outpost. It's not as bad as D.C., but it's close. And so it's the poll question concerns what the jury is going to do. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will sinister Russian national Igor Danchenko be found guilty? Da or niet?
I'm going to say niet.
77% say niet.
All right. This is one of those poll questions that we could have an answer before the day is over and have to switch to a new poll question. But
are they going to frisk him to see if he's got any cyanide pills in his front jacket pocket or something?
You mean like they were hoping Gary Power was going to use when the U2 went down back in 1960 or thereabouts? I don't know. I don't think he doesn't strike me as the suicide type. He's just a lying boozer. With his lying, boozing friend Charles Dolan, which the FBI, the Massachusetts hack that the FBI had no interest in interviewing, as turned out in the testimony on Friday. But we'll get to all that as we go through the day. 844-500-4242. Priscilla, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Priscilla.
Yeah, hi Howie. I've enjoyed your show for years, and I feel sorry that you're stuck in West Palm right now. But I guess you're gonna get over it, right?
I'm going to muddle through.
I know. Well, obviously, this is a voting question. November 3rd, we're going to get more blue seats. But, you know, at the White House...
November 8th.
What?
I think it's November 8th. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we don't want spreading misinformation. But the loonies are not stopping. They're crushing, like, anti-American agenda because they know come 2024... this is my opinion, 5.6 plus million illegals will be welfare voting, and the leftocrats will be running the asylum in perpetuity. And I was wondering what say you? What are your thoughts?
Well, I know. I mean, we're just going to have to try to stop it. I mean, once the Republicans take over more of these state legislatures, once they, stop these federal judges at least from being appointed, maybe take back some of the governorships in states like New York and Oregon, they can maybe stop. I'm still hoping in Pennsylvania, although the Republican is down in the polls, and maybe they can win some of the governorships and stop the state judges from being Democrats or being either appointed or elected. We just got to fight these battles one at a time, and the next battle coming up is getting out there on November the 8th and voting, and don't be discouraged by what you think. I mean, Carrie Lake is doing an amazing job in Arizona. If you haven't seen that, that Katie Hobbs is just, boy, she's terrible. I can see why she doesn't want to debate. She can't even go on CNN without getting her rear end handed to her by a Democrat operative with a press pass who's just trying to cover for her. And she's like a fighter when the fight's fixed and she doesn't even get touched and she keels over and won't get up. You know, it was horrible. I don't know if you saw that. Thanks for the call. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, you should give a warning to the uninitiated about Cuban coffee. We were heading to Key West and spent the night with some friends around Kendall.
Yeah.
I was the first the next morning, 7 or so. I walked out the neighborhood, and there was a hole in the wall selling coffee, and workers were lined up. So I ordered a grande, I guess, and the lady put down about 10 cups to go with it, and I left them and took the coffee home and drank it. And boy, the rest of the day I was just vibrating all the way down to Big Pine Key. I was on fire.
That's why I like it, Paul. Don't you like that? Isn't that what coffee's all about?
Yeah, this was an overdose, Howie. That grande was meant for 5 splits.
I love Cuban coffee. I like the stronger the better. You know, that's the way I look at any kind of coffee, and that's the Cuban coffee is dark. Sometimes I used to get French coffee from Market Basket, but then I switched over to the Cuban stuff, Cafe Bustelo, and I liked it better. I mean, it's just, you know, and the French stuff is a lot stronger than your normal, or Italian, French or Italian is stronger than your normal Dunkin' Donuts type American blend, but the tropical stuff is even better. Oh, it's so good. But you gotta like coffee. But, you know, again, You can afford to experiment now, because Brandon's going to give you $50 back on that $20 or $30 Mr. Coffee machine. Joe DiMaggio's gone, but Joe Biden is still hanging in there, taking care of business. 844-500-4242. Stay on the line. We'll take some more calls here when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Usually we have Grace with the news, but she's still off. She'll be back tomorrow. She's coming back from her visit to Ireland. And let's play. Before we go back to the phone lines, I want to play just a couple of Brandon cuts just before we go any further. And again, we're going to have on Robert Cahaley from Trafalgar Group in the 4 o'clock hour, just to discuss the latest polling. And again, there's an amazing poll from the New York Times. It must have broken their hearts to put this poll out, showing that women don't care nearly as much about abortion as they care about the price of coffee makers or eggs or bacon or gasoline or natural gas. It's crashing all around them. But, you know, Brandon says it's okay. You saw the picture of him with the waffle cone, the giant waffle cone full of chocolate chip ice cream, and saying the economy is strong as hell. It was just
chocolate,
wonderful.
Chocolate, 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 chocolate.
He introduced some of the members of the Oregon congressional delegation that were with him on Saturday. Cut four.
That's why Senator Wyden's leadership, and not because I'm here and because he's my friend. This is no malarkey, as my mother would say. All kidding aside, he's the chairman of the Finance Committee. He has done more to get most significant legislation ever passed, other than the actual passage of Medicare and Social Security, than anybody has in the United States Congress.
You got that? That's Ron Wyden, okay? His friend. He's his friend, right? What is it? Mr. President, I was distracted. Who were you with? Cut seven.
Is this wrong? Simply wrong. But between Merkley and that other guy I just talked about in the Senate, look.
That other guy I just talked about. This was like 30 seconds earlier. And he's even talking about what committee he's the chairman of. Wyden's been there for a long time. I mean, some of those deep state actors, I forget whether it was Brennan or Clapa, lied directly to Wyden's face during one of those hearings. And he can't remember I'm pretty sure he served with Wyden in the Senate. And he can't remember his name. Cut nine.
Seniors are going to see their out-of-pocket cost for prescription drug capped at $2,000
a year. He said it again. He said prescription jugs.
Prescription jugs.
Again. I've even lost count of how many times he said prescription jugs. Cut 19.
I think we're up to eight.
Eight?
At least eight, yeah.
It's hard to put them on a reel, though, because they all sound the same, you know? It's cut 19.
Back at the turn of the 20th century, in the late 1900s, 1890 in that range.
You know, when you're as old as Joe Biden, you get your centuries mixed up, you know? How many centuries has he lived then?
I don't want to take too much of your time, but this is one of the reasons I got involved in politics 800 years ago.
Cut 12.
But drug companies have been charging 30 times. I said 300. I misspoke 30 times. Might as well be 300 for these people who are needed.
How many times was it again? Cut 10.
35 is a lot of money compared to 15. They're going to make a good profit. They're charging sometimes 300 times as much.
300 or is it 30? 300 or 30? 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, how come he always says no joke and all kidding aside when the preceding statement had had absolutely no humor in it?
Well, I think it's kind of a tell, isn't it? Usually it's when he's told a lie. That's when he says no joke or I'm not kidding, or more or less frequently, my word is a Biden. That's the one that amuses me the most.
Hey, what's that Russian's name that's facing indictment?
Danchenko. Igor Danchenko.
So you said that you doubted that that a search would turn up any potassium cyanide, and I just wanted to remind you where they found Hermann Göring hid his suicide pill.
Where?
On his prison
teeth?
Guard.
Really?
On his prison guard.
You know, the thing is, I get the feeling that Danchenko just felt that this was just a week stolen out of his life, you know, that he had to go in there and they had to all pretend. And again, I don't blame any of this on John Durham. I think he's laid it out very cleanly. And it's not so much that first Sussman and before that Kleinsmith, who was actually convicted, although nothing happened to him, the lawyer who made up the fake evidence on Carter Page. Or Danchenko, they're not the ones that are really on trial. It's the FBI that's on trial, and the Mueller investigation. The Mueller investigation, it all turned out on Friday, stopped any kind of investigation into this guy Chuck Dolan, Charles Dolan, the guy that's on the board of UMass Political Science Department. And he's been arrested for drunk driving in Essex County. I don't know if he beat the rap or not. And he used to work for Joe Early Senior, the hack from congressman from Worcester, and he's just a career hack and a layabout. And he worked for Russia and he worked for the Clintons, and the FBI agents, one of them testified on Friday. She wanted to interview Dolan because it was pretty clear Dolan had made up most of the Steele dossier and passed it on to Danchenko, and Mueller didn't want anything to do with investigating Dolan. And they actually went to Cyprus to interview this woman named Galinka, who was an associate of Dolan's and also Danchenko, but mostly Dolan. And she wouldn't talk about Dolan. She was afraid to talk about Dolan. And so then this woman, this female FBI agent, after she got back from Cyprus, where she'd been interviewing the woman, said, we've got to interview Dolan. And Mueller nixed it. Not Mueller, because he's as senile as Biden. But, you know, his little henchman, a guy named Andrew Weissman, one of these slimy little lawfare guys who's just, you know, a Democrat operative. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
When we were in my grandmother's house, she would put the water on, oil the water, and
right.
make the instant coffee. Either like Sanka or Folger Crisp.
Yeah, no, I know, yeah, so yeah.
Where do you go for her rebate?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if percolators get it, does instant coffee get it too? Yeah, instant coffee was pretty hideous. I mean that's like sniffing glue. You know, you're only drinking instant coffee, Mike, to get that caffeine hit, aren't you? There's no flavor to anything instant.
Oh, Howie, it's very weak coffee, but it came out quick though.
Yeah. It did. You know, the thing about my aunt in Portland, God love her, Aunt Mabel, and also Aunt Mary too. They would make coffee in the morning, in the percolator, and then lunchtime would roll around, and they would just refill the pot, and they would let the water go through the coffee that had already been used in the morning, and it would just be so weak. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Mike. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, I think you got to give Biden some credit on the Rep. Wyden thing. I mean, Wyden's alive. He's not dead. So, I mean, that's progress for Biden.
You know, the thing about it is, Brian, he named him, and I don't know if he, you know, again, I don't know if he, when he's on the road like that, I don't know if he's got the IFB in his ear and they're still talking to him like they do at the White House. But he identified him 30 seconds, probably less than 30 seconds earlier, and then he forgot his name. I mean, that, in its own way, that's as disturbing as looking for the dead congresswoman from Indiana, isn't it?
You got to play that audio with the Bush-Gore debate on SNL, and they're talking about the foreign leaders, and, you know, the guy you refer to as, that I refer to as guy number three. You can pull that and play that back to back. You guys, it'll be good. Thanks, Howie. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian. 844-500-4242. So we have some more cuts just came in on Brandon. This was an update on the student debt relief portal. They finally, after all this time, they've set up, and they've got all these court challenges going on from Republican attorneys general and taxpayer groups and all sorts of people, because he doesn't have the right to do this. Even Nancy Pelosi has said that, or she did say it before she said he did have the right to cancel all this student loan debt and just stick all of us who don't have student loan debt, who either paid off our debts, paid off our kids' debts, or didn't go to college, or got the, or went to college on the GI Bill, whatever. We are 87% of the country, 87%. And you know what? The 13% tend to have higher incomes than the 87% that are getting their loans canceled, their debt canceled, have higher incomes on average than the 87% of us who paid our own way. But this is Biden again, cut 27.
I don't want to hear from Republican officials again who had hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars in pandemic relief loans, the PPP loans, but who,
like Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul,
the drunk driver, middle-class Americans are getting relief. And these are members of Congress who received those loans. They didn't do anything wrong, but they qualified. They qualified for up to, in one case, $2 million.
Was that Paul Pelosi you're talking about? What? How absurd is that? The PPP loans, we've talked about this before. The government imperiously, cretinously shut down businesses, and those loans were to keep the businesses from shutting down their doors permanently. These students took the money willingly. They signed documents, contracts to repay the money they took for their queer studies and their transgender windmill sustainability courses of action at the local community college. I mean, I don't think it's very much like the PPP program at all, the payroll protection plan programs at all. 844-500-4242. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. Consumers are shopping early for details this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't just buy one 3-Pack, he bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The Thunderstorm is so powerful you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself as Dennis did and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code HOWIE3, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you can be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie3. I'm Howie Gard.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. So let's get another couple of Brandon cuts before we go back to the lines. They're coming in so fast. I feel like I got these suicide drones that they keep talking about coming in over Kevin. By the way, if it's a drone, there's nobody in it. So how can the drone be committing suicide? I don't understand the wording of some of these news stories that come out.
And the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO.
Boston. And I don't think they're kamikaze drones either, because kamikazes were manned. These drones are not manned. Okay, but anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the hits just keep on coming. And here's Brandon again talking about the student loan default portal being set up. Cut 28.
If you get any questionable calls, please tell us by going to reportfraud, DOTFTC.gov.
Report fraud, DOT. What, is the Department of Transportation handling this program? I would think this would be Department of Education. Let me hear. Can I hear that one again, Mr. President?
If you get any questionable calls, please tell us by going to reportfraud, DOTFTC.gov.
Report fraud, DOTFTC.gov.
For some reason, that website isn't working.
You're kidding. Somebody get me Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, on the line to discuss this broken down website. The hipsters with their goatees, they want to get some student loan debt relief so they can buy a new tattoo this weekend or a new super new weed available at the local cannabis emporium. Cut 29.
President, are you concerned that litigation could get in the way of this program?
Yes, that's what's going on right now. Litigation is underway. And I don't think our legal judgment is that it won't, but they're trying to stop it.
They're trying to stop it. Those evil Republicans. They want people to pay their bills. This is a big bonus for, you know, giving money to the 13% who majored in gender studies and community activism at the local community college in place of the guys who drive trucks and who go to work every day in factories and produce the goods that keep America running. That's going for the 13% layabouts over the 87% who aren't layabouts. That's going to be a winning strategy 22 days from now, I'm sure. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Howie.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to thank you for all the enjoyable ride homes I've had all these years listening to you. I'm watching Biden eat that chocolate waffle cone on TV the other day. And my wife said, gee, I wish somebody would just ask him if he knew how much that chocolate waffle cone cost.
I think you and I and your wife both all know the answer to that question, Dan. He has no clue how much it cost. And it was on the arm. I like the fact that they said the other day when he was talking about how gas prices are $7. And by the way, we should get that one at some point today. We'll play that cut where he said that's just standard in Southern California. He was leaving this taco place. And they say that he actually paid for the taco, that it was $16.30, the whole bill, and he gave him $3.20s. which is three 20s more than Barack Obama gave to people that he went into their restaurants in 8 years. I'm Howie Carr.